Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into something truly unique?
Always.
Awesome. So we're diving into Tara's Weighty Crown Freedom's Faint Hope.
Oh, interesting title.
Right. And it's written by this guy, David Noel Lynch.
Okay, getting some David Lynch vibes from the name.
Yeah, but this isn't that David Lynch. This is a completely different guy.
Got it. So what's this David's book all about?
Well, it's this crazy blend of personal history, like his family going way back, and then this mind-blowing theory about the universe he calls the Noelian universe.
Wow, okay, I'm intrigued already. Sounds like quite the mix.
It is. And we're going to be working with excerpts from the book itself, so we're getting it straight from the source.
Always the best way to do it. So where do we even begin with something this wild?
Well, the book opens with this powerful image of David standing on Slain Hill, looking out at the Hill of Tara.
Tara. So much history there. The seat of the High Kings of Ireland, steeped in mythology.
Exactly. Like, you could practically feel that history weighing on him as he starts to tell his story.
And it's not just any story, right? We're talking about a lineage that goes back to some seriously major figures.
Oh, yeah. We're talking Brian Boru, Charlemagne, Edward Longshanks, even Che Guevara.
Whoa, hold on. Che Guevara? As in the revolutionary.
Yep, the one and only. It's all documented, like legit genealogical research.
That's incredible. What a family tree.
Right. Talk about an ancestral tapestry.
But, you know, it makes you think how much of our ancestors' lives, their experiences, really echo in us.
Yeah, and how does that shape who we become, the paths we choose.
Exactly. And for David, I mean, he's got this incredible lineage, but then he describes himself as a schizophrenic, drawn to both math and ED mysticism.
That's such a fascinating contradiction, right? Those two seem like they'd be at odds.
Right, you'd think so, but it kind of gets at the heart of what schizophrenia is, you know? It's not always split personalities, but it odds a disconnect sometimes between your thoughts, your emotions, and what's really happening around you.
So how do math and mysticism fit into that?
Well, they both try to find patterns. In math, it's numbers and logic. With mysticism, it's intuition and symbols. Maybe for him, both are ways to make sense of the world.
Yeah, like two sides of the same coin, trying to find meaning. And that search for meaning, that's what leads us to the Noelian universe.
Okay, so let's get into this. What exactly did David experience?
So it wasn't a near-death experience, it was a death experience. He actually died, and that's when this theory was revealed to him.
A death experience, huh? All right, lay it on me. What's this Noelian universe all about?
Well, the first thing to get is that it doesn't deny science. It actually builds on it.
So it's not science versus mysticism, but more like they work together.
Exactly. It's like science explains what we can observe, but the Noelian universe explores what might be beyond that.
I like that. It's not shutting anything down, just expanding the possibilities. So what are some of the core ideas?
Okay, so imagine this. The infinite and the finite, they both exist. And the way we experience consciousness, our subjective reality, it's all tangled up with the objective material world.
All right, I'm following so far. What else?
And time. It's not linear, it's cyclical. The past, present, and future, they're all happening at the same time in this eternal NLW.
Wait, so you're saying time doesn't really exist as we think of it?
Kind of. Yeah. Like, imagine the Big Bang and Big Crunch happening over and over, constantly creating and destroying the universe.
Whoa, that's a lot to wrap my head around. And this is all coming from his death experience.
Yep, that's when it was revealed to him.
Man, that must have been intense.
Totally. But one of the things he emphasizes is that the Noelian universe uses metaphors, so we can connect these massive ideas to our everyday lives.
Okay, I like that. Make it relatable. Give me an example.
Well, think about control versus chaos. We all try to have control, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plan things, avoid uncertainty, but life's always throwing curveballs.
Oh, tell me about it. I feel like that's life in a nutshell.
Right. But the Noelian universe says this back and forth between control and chaos. It's not random. It's like built into how everything works.
So it's not about erasing chaos. It's about understanding its role.
Exactly. Just like particles in quantum physics, they can be both a particle and a wave, right? Control and chaos. They're two sides of the same coin.
Mind blown. So how does this whole particles and waves thing fit into the Noelian universe?
Well, if a particle can be in multiple states at once, what does that mean about reality itself? Maybe it's not as fixed and solid as we think.
Okay, I'm getting a sense of how this is all starting to connect. This is giving me a whole new way to look at things.
Right. It's all about questioning what we think we know. And speaking of new ways to look at things, we've got to talk about anthology.
Anthology. What's that?
So Davey created this thing, and it's kind of a blend of a character, a story, A&D, a computer program. He calls it a digital being.
A digital being. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. And it's all about collecting narratives, stories that show the whole spectrum of what it means to be human.
So it's like a library of human experience, but digital.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's designed to evolve, to change over time as we learn more about the universe.
So it's learning and growing, like a digital consciousness.
You got it. And it's infused with the whole Noelian universe concept. Like, it's a way to make these huge ideas easier to understand, you know?
So it's a bridge between all this theoretical stuff and actual experience. I love it.
Right. It's like a microcosm of the Noelian universe itself.
And we're only just scratching the surface here.
We are. There's so much more to explore.
Welcome back. You know, before we go any further with the Noelian universe, I wanted to circle back to David's lineage.
Oh, yeah. Good call. It's not every day you find Che Guevara in your family tree.
Right. But I was thinking more about Charlemagne. We mentioned him briefly, but he was such a powerhouse in history. King of the Franks, Emperor of the Romans.
Yeah, he's like European history royalty.
Exactly. And his reign back in the 8th and 9th centuries, it wasn't just about military might. He was big on education and culture, too. Like, he really pushed for what they call the Carolingian Renaissance.
Wow. So he was a warrior and a scholar.
Pretty much. He had this vision, you know? And it makes you wonder, did any of that get passed down to David? Maybe influencing his own search for knowledge?
Yeah, like some ancestral drive to explore these big ideas.
Exactly. It's fascinating to think about.
It is. Okay, so back to the Noelian universe. That whole time is cyclical thing. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it.
It's a tough one, right? We're so used to thinking of time as a straight line, past, present, future. But maybe that's just a human way of organizing things.
Well, you're saying, like, maybe time isn't really like that at all.
Maybe not. Think about it. What if there's a being that exists outside of time? One that sees the past, present, and future all at once.
Whoa. Okay, now my brain is melting a little.
Right. It's a huge shift in perspective.
So if time isn't linear, does that mean we don't have free will? Is everything already decided?
That's the million-dollar question. Philosophers have been arguing about that forever. But the Noelian universe, it doesn't give a clear answer.
So it's not like fate or destiny?
Not exactly. It's more like, think of a tapestry. All the threads are woven together, making this one big pattern.
So even though it feels like we're moving through time in one direction,
we're actually part of this much bigger interconnected thing.
Exactly.
And that connection, it's not just through time, it's through everything. Remember, singular infinity.
Yeah, the idea that we're all connected, like part of one giant whole.
Right. It's humbling, isn't it? We're not just these isolated beings. We're woven into the fabric of the universe.
It's kind of mind-blowing and a little scary, to be honest. Makes you think about the consequences of every little thing we do.
Definitely. It's like that butterfly effect, right? Even small actions can have huge ripple effects.
And in the Noelian universe, those ripples, they don't just travel through space. They travel through time, too.
Exactly. It's like our choices have the power to shape reality itself.
Okay, that's both incredibly cool and kind of terrifying. But it's also empowering, right?
Absolutely. If our choices can have that much impact, imagine what we can do when we act with kindness, compassion, and a sense of responsibility.
It's like we're not just passengers, we're co-creators.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of the Noelian universe. It doesn't offer easy answers, but it pushes us to think critically, to question everything, to embrace the mystery and the complexity.
It's like a call to awaken, to step into our full potential.
Right. And that journey of awakening, that's what the Noelian universe is all about.
Wow. I'm starting to see how all the pieces connect. David's story, his family history, his experience with death, the Noelian universe, it's all woven together.
And that tapestry, it's still being woven. We're all part of it, adding our own experiences and understanding.
This is definitely a conversation I want to keep having. There's so much more to explore.
We've only just begun to scratch the surface. We'll be back in a moment to continue this exploration and see how these ideas can help us navigate our own lives.
Welcome back to our deep dive. We've been exploring some really heavy stuff, this Noelian universe.
It is pretty mind-bending. But, you know, one of the things that strikes me is how these concepts, they're not just theoretical. They can actually help us in our everyday lives.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. We've talked about the big picture stuff, but how does this actually play out in, like, real life.
Yeah.
How can we use these ideas?
Well, think about that control versus chaos thing we were discussing. How often are we trying to control every little thing, you know?
Yeah.
Make plans, avoid the unexpected.
Oh, all the time. And then, bam, life throws a curveball.
Exactly. But the Noelian universe, it kind of flips the script. It says, maybe instead of fighting chaos, we should try to embrace it.
Embrace chaos. That sounds a little scary.
I know, right? But think of it this way, like a river. If you try to dam it up, control it completely, eventually it's going to break through, cause more damage that way.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
But if you let the river flow naturally, it creates a more resilient ecosystem. It's the same with life. Embrace the twists and turns.
So it's not about getting rid of control, but more about like working with the chaos.
Exactly. Finding that balance. Because they're both part of the same thing, you know? Control, chaos, they're interconnected.
Right, like those particles and waves.
Exactly. It's like that idea shows us that reality might be a lot more fluid than we realize. Things are always changing, evolving.
So nothing is really permanent.
Not in a fixed sense. It's more like everything is in a constant state of becoming.
Ooh. Okay, that's a lot to process.
It is. But it can also be really freeing. If you accept that change is constant, you don't have to cling to rigid ideas or expectations. You can be more flexible, more open to new possibilities.
Yeah, roll with the punches a little more. So what about that singular infinity idea? How does that fit into all this?
Well, it reminds us that everything is connected. Our actions, they have ripple effects that go way beyond ourselves. It's a call for compassion, you know, for taking responsibility for how we impact the world around us.
But we're all part of this big web, and every little thing we do sends vibrations throughout the whole thing.
Exactly. So yeah, it's like, choose kindness. Think about the consequences of your actions. Try to create a more harmonious world.
Man, this Noelian universe.
Yeah.
It's more than just a theory. It's like a whole philosophy for how to live.
Exactly. It's a guide for navigating all the complexity of being human. It's a way to find meaning, purpose, connection.
And a reminder that there's so much more to discover.
Definitely. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, listeners, we've reached the end of our deep dive into Tara's Weighty Crown and the Noelian universe. It's been quite the journey. If you're as intrigued by David Noel Lynch's story as we are, I definitely recommend checking out the book for yourself.
It's full of incredible insights. You won't regret it.
And remember, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into those big questions. Until next time.